Harper Audio presents Human Remains by Elizabeth Haynes, performed by Karin Cass.
Annabelle. When I got home, I could smell the bins on the cold air, a faint, bad smell that made me wrinkle my nose. Inside, I opened the back door, rattling the box of cat biscuits in the hope that it would bring her scurrying. It was a clear night, so she would most likely not make an appearance at the back door until I was in the bath, when she would howl and scratch to be let in. Despite the cat flap and my efforts to get her to use it, propping it open, coaxing her and bribing her, and even shoving her forcefully through it, she ignored it and came in and out only when I was home to open the door for her. I'd even tried getting rid of the litter tray, but she'd just piss on the liner in the kitchen and then pull it up at the corner with her claws to try and cover her excretions. After that, I gave up. I stood in the doorway for a few minutes. "Lucy!" I called, experimentally. "Lucy!" Nothing. The bloody cat could stay out there all night, I thought, knowing for a fact that I would be down here in my bath towel in a couple of hours' time, dripping wet and freezing, rattling the cat biscuits while she sat on the lawn and stared at me, punishing me for having taken too long. I made myself a cup of peppermint tea and some cheese on toast, and ate it sitting at the kitchen table, with one eye on the open door in case the cat might walk in and I could shut it and trap her inside. When I'd finished, I scraped the crusts of the toast into the kitchen bin, sniffing. Something definitely smelt bad. The last time I'd smelt something this rotten, the cat had brought in a frog, and I hadn't realised until I found it, half-slung.